Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you've just joined us, you are right on time. Because right now we're going to deep dive into a conversation that focuses primarily on ensuring that many more South Africans take care of their risk cover. When you lose a loved one, lose a limb, maybe even your opportunity to stay employed, many of us know that the financial consequences are significant. And this is where we need to ensure that there's appropriate insurance cover to get us going by. And of course, taking care of our loved ones who might remain. And of course, the responsibilities that we also need to take care of. This sets the tone for our conversation tonight as we speak to the CEO of Sanlam Retail Mass to help us unpack a few bold ambitions that they've put forward. And a few of our colleagues and counterparts in the media have shared much of this feedback, how they're looking to target at least 10 million customers by the year 2030. A bold feat, big numbers, but of course there's a strategy that underpins how they're going to achieve this. To tell us more, joined in studio by Bongani Madikiza, the CEO of Sanlam Retail Mass. Such a pleasure to have you in my studio today, sir.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for your time. I think first things first, right, we need to actually make sure that everybody understands what it is that you do. And I touched on, you know, funeral policies and, of course, retirement annuities and a level of support that you provide for many South Africans. But simply put, what is it that you do for myself and so many other South Africans who prioritize our well-being and that of our loved ones on a day-to-day basis?
Kuku, what we do is quite simple, actually. We do risk management. So we take the risk that you can't carry on your own balance sheet, and we carry that risk for you.
Mm-hmm.
So in simple terms, when you lose a loved one, because you don't know when, well, maybe there are people who know, but because you don't know when you're going to lose a loved one,
yes,
you then have not budgeted for that expense.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose a limb, you don't know when that is going to happen.
Mm.
You then budget for that. You don't budget for that expense. We then come in and say, let us carry that risk for you. Let us then pay you at the time when you need that risk mitigated.
Uh-huh.
So that's all insurance. That's all it is.
Yeah.
What we do is then to try and get to all the South Africans to ensure that they have that risk mitigation plan.
Yes.
Individually for their own families, for themselves, and for them to be able to help build a legacy for the next generation. One of the things that we lose focus on is how we can use insurance to build that legacy for the next generation.
Mm.
And we can talk about that.
And maybe we should go there, because part of this conversation also speaks to not only the competitive environment that you're in, but also the ambitious targets that you have. And through Sanlam Retail Mass, you've recently participated in a very strong acquisitive drive, 2024 September, the partnership with Assupol, or rather purchasing and buying Assupol. I remember working with you and your team last year and earlier this year, where we got to witness the integration take place and we spoke about this opportunity. But there's also Time Bank, which is also an investment that does fall under the Sanlam umbrella. I'm aware that we can't talk numbers. A moment ago, we spoke to Santam. Your numbers will be coming out later this week. But just for the benefit of perspective, there's so many levers to pull at here that actually speak to your ambitions as Sanlam Retail Mass to make sure that you really can touch 10 million lives by the year 2030. Help us understand how.
I'll come back to this 10 million number. It's an important number, but we'll just talk about that later.
Sure.
We spoke about making sure that we are relevant to the lives of South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
Being relevant to a life of a South African means firstly understanding their needs and then be able to respond to their needs. One of the biggest challenges we've had as a business collectively is that we've always said this is what we can sell, and therefore you meet us somewhere. And what we're trying to do is to redefine our business and say, what are the needs of the customers? How can we link to those needs? So that's why when we talk about the relationship we're having with Time Bank, it's not because of anything else other than to realize that a young customer, the first thing they think about is a transactional bank capability. The second thing they think about is lending before they even think about insurance.
Mm.
By the time you talk to them about insurance, you've lost them to your competitors. So it's quite critical that you have a symbiotic relationship that you have with a bank that allows you to meet the needs of that customer when they need your assistance.
We've seen a lot of your peers within the industry do that, but I guess coming closer to home, does this mean TymeBank, last I checked their numbers, 10 million customers last year, turned profitable in 2024. Astupol has contributed almost 2 million customers to your book. Not too sure which kind of metrics you can give us, but does this essentially mean for any TymeBank account holder, you also want to make sure that they have some form of insurance with Sanlam?
I would love to achieve that, but but I think at our thinking is not to start with what do we want to do for those customers and what do they want. What we're more worried about is what are the needs. And I know a lot of people think this is take this lightly. We have been disconnected with this customer for a while, and as a result, we're finding that the customers are going to other competitors. You know, we need to connect with this customer a bit better, mm-hmm. and we're building a business that provides scale and therefore allows us to be able to reach those customers where they are. When we say we want to deal with their lives, you can't pick and choose. You have to think about where they are. Get your people to where they are. Don't wait for customers to come to you.
Yeah.
So the things we've achieved now in this integration, firstly, is we've been able to integrate all our salespeople into a digital platform. We've now been able to get our salespeople to go to customers. And I know this is probably you'll say I'm selling now, but we've improved our productivity by 15% plus. And that for us is what is more important. And that productivity means how many customers do you get to, as opposed to waiting for customers to come to you.
That's an important point that you mentioned, because of course from a business point of view and driving efficiency for Sanlam Retail Mass, you need to make sure that you get to as many customers as possible. But speaking on behalf of customers, we also want to make sure that we are taken care of during our interactions with our advisors. And you touched on it earlier, using long-term insurance to assist you in building a legacy. And I think we need to deep dive into that conversation, because for many of us as Black South Africans, we typically think, oh, funeral cover for my grandmother, my loved one, my sister. I need to make sure that I'm covered as well should anything happen to me, because I'm a breadwinner at home. But help us then reimagine and recontextualize what that interaction needs to be like with a financial advisor, and how we reimagine long-term insurance and the impact it can have on wealth creation strategies for us as Black families.
So I particularly want to talk to the young people. Because the first thing that happens is once you start working and somebody passes on, they say, I will wait for Bongani to arrive.
Hey.
And if you arrive there, you can't arrive with empty pockets. So that's why we
and
say...
And a fancy car.
Yeah. That's why it's important for us to always say, plan to have sufficient funeral cover so that you can cover the people that are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not 16 funeral policies, but have sufficient funeral cover. But beyond that, you know, then you get to the people who are my age and slightly younger, who now need to think about what are they going to leave behind.
Mm.
In my life, I'm clear I'm not going to be rich by the time I pass on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm clear that my kids will have a better life than I had, and I'm going to create better legacy for them than I had.
Yeah.
And the best tool to do that is to have a life insurance that you can bequeath to your kids as part of their inheritance. This is not different to what our grandfathers did when they left us cows.
Yes.
So we must not start thinking, this is a white concept. It's not.
Mm.
We always had a way to bequeath something to our children, and we must try and do that. And maybe, just maybe, and I don't want to preach, but you know, instead of buying that that E-class, you buy a C-class, and then you put more money so that you can be able to not only save for your own retirement, but also to create that legacy for your kids.
To be the devil's advocate, I'm sure many of our listeners will say, but ngiyisebenzela imali, tatimatic is ngisebenza kanzima. And we feel as though we want to reward ourselves now, right? And I guess that also speaks to the kind of customer we're touching base on, because South Africans have been under immense pressure financially. We might have come out of the pandemic, but many of us still have war stories and some scars, and you're limping along the way in terms of trying to build wealth adequately. So how does this not only speak to our financial goals and ambitions, but also speak to our affordability and our pockets?
I always say affordability is also about choices. So you start with the choices that you make.
Yeah.
And then once you've made those choices, you stick to those choices. Saving and making a bit of money is about commitment to being consistent.
Yeah.
You can start as little as 50 bucks. People always say, no, I must wait until I can save 500. Start with 50 bucks. Find an instrument that, you know, talk to the advisors that you are exposed to.
Yeah.
Find an instrument that can get you an upside for that 50 rands. If your money can grow, that's what you need to focus on.
So affordability is not an excuse?
It's No. I don't want to say that. That would be insensitive to,
sure,
to the difficulties that an average South African goes through.
Gotcha.
What I'm saying is, let's make sure that we don't find reasons not to do something for our future.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us worry too much about today, and we say we are going to live for today. Actually, when it comes to money, that doesn't work. It works everywhere else.
Yeah.
When it comes to money, you cannot have a sustainable financial plan that says, I'm going to spend everything today. It just doesn't work. And our view is that we need to use our people to get to as many people as possible who are potential customers or who are our customers to explain this and explain it as best as we can.
100%. I know you. There's some sensitivities to what you can say and cannot say because you are in a closed period, but let's get back to that number, 10 million by the year 2030.
Yeah, so let's, firstly, that number is number of policies. It's not number of customers, but I'd love to have 10 million customers.
Got you.
Are
you able to tell us how many we have now? Following the acquisition of Assupol? Okay.
Let's say between 6 and 7.
Million. Okay.
Yes.
Got you. Okay. Got you. And then 10 million policies is one that you touched on. And I think that's also important because we also know that you have different product sets, right?
Yes.
It's funeral policies, life insurance, retirement annuities as well.
So we see this as a combined number. You need to start thinking about not only worrying about one product. You need to get the customers to buy the products they need. And therefore, if you're able to get to the customers, to the things that they need, you'll get to the 10 million quite easily.
Yeah.
The problem is if you stick to your knitting,
yes,
then you will not get there. So when we talk about, getting customers to be relevant to customers, you must find a business that is adaptable, that allows customers to choose what they need. And what they need, sometimes we have to push a bit, because sometimes some customers don't want to save. They think saving is the last thing they need to worry about. But that's why we are here, and that's the duty we have as an industry.
100%. This is where I get excited as well, Dr. Matikiza, because as you mentioned, it's about getting the right product to fit the customer's need. And when I think about the customer right across the spectrum, there are obviously quite a few generational shifts. When I look at the Tyme Bank audience, much like myself, digital, you want to log in, quickly look at how much you're saving, what the interest rate and the growth is there. How are we going to see some kind of level of synchronicity to make sure that what I punch into my Tyme Bank account when I log on to the app and I say, I need this cover, I need that cover, maybe I don't need this one right now, but I can afford it, that it does speak to the solutions that you have at Sanlam Retail Mass?
So we have a discussion now with the team in the rest of the group to ensure that you can be able to get that experience and it becomes a one experience.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to get into trouble with you, Kuku, but one of the things I've always found is there is a lot of, we want to pay this month, we don't want to pay next month.
Mm.
We want to, you know, and I get that. I get that there are pressures. I also want to remind people the things that you are consistent about and the things that you value the most,
yeah,
are the things that give you results. If you don't think saving or bequeathing something to your kids is important, you are going to find that it is the thing that you can't leave behind when you pass on.
Mm.
It's important that you make that balance. And as important as it is to live for today so that I can get, those nice sneakers, but it's also important to understand that we will not make a shift in how our people live in the next generation, unless we change some of the behaviors today.
100%. And that needs to be on a consistent basis. It speaks to your health, it speaks to your finances, and also just how you show up over. I want to touch on another key theme, because quite clearly technology is going to be a key feature that will align with the app. A question you probably get all the time is whether or not you want to actually open a bank. But there's no need here, as your competitors have done, because there's a natural partnership between TymeBank and Sanlam, given the shareholding.
Well, it's always difficult to answer that question.
Yes.
Because this is a matter that is above my pay grade. And the board may decide tomorrow they want to take a different direction. All I would say is we think that the partnership we have right now with TymeBank is consistent with what we want to achieve.
Got you.
And I think it creates value for both parties. And I don't think we need to deviate from the strategy as it sits now. But as I always say, everyone has a boss. So
that's true. To close off with, I guess, you know, just talking about this alignment and the synchronicities as well around the platforms, reaching the customers and making sure that at least 10 million policyholders under Sanlam Retail Mass. I'm quite keen for us also just to underscore the importance of fraud and how prevalent it is in South Africa. We've spoken to our CISA and they've told us as well that there's been a growing rate of fraud in different forms in South Africa, underwriting process. And one would imagine that if I'm able to log onto my TymeBank app and click on a button, get some kind of insurance, pay it off consistently and disciplined, you know, through money that goes through the bank account, how then do you mitigate against me as Kuku becoming, I hate to say it, but I think it's a very relatable example. Another Rosalind, right? The lady who took out insurance cover on multiple family members and, quite frankly, you know, was acting illegally and immorally so. But how do we mitigate the risk of ongoing fraud? And how prevalent is it within the business?
Look, unfortunately, we have a few Rosemary. And there are a few of them now that are being prosecuted, particularly in Limpopo, Northwest, and in Eastern Cape.
Mm.
That is unfortunate. But we've done extremely well to work hard at combating fraud. And everyone talks about AI, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have used AI to try and identify some of these patterns. The problem is, obviously, we try and do something today, the following day the guys just get better.
Yeah.
And we need to work harder at it. And unfortunately, what that does is that we then put more controls, which impacts all the customers, even the ones who are, especially the ones who are innocent.
Mm.
So that's the thing that we need to work harder at as an industry. Having said that, I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem that we need to arrest collectively. It does also talk to just the moral fiber in our country,
yeah,
that we need to work together to build a country that has the right level of values.
Mm-hmm.
We have put controls in place, and I want to apologize to some of my customers who, because of our controls, were delaying their payments. But it is because we don't want to pay money to somebody who does not deserve it.
Got you. Yeah. So when I call in to submit my claim and there's a few more questions, a bit more paperwork to go through, understand for my protection and just validating the right information.
Yes.
We'll leave it there for tonight, but Mark Dikiza, but such a pleasure speaking to you. There's so much more we could expand into, but really excited to see the growth and the outcomes that will come out from this. And as you say, really ensuring that as an insurance provider, an insurance player, you meet us as customers in terms of where our needs are. Can't talk to you after results are released. Then we'll get into deeper numbers. But thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for having me. Thanks, guys.
That is the CEO of Sanlam Retail Mass joining us this evening to help us unpack the numbers. Bongani Madikiza, helping us get some clarity around the opportunities that Sanlam Retail Mass is tapping into to ensure that it can reach the target of 10 million policyholders by the year 2030.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.